All right. And then the last agenda item was kind of my discussion with Roger and suggestion. We don't need to get into it today. It was mainly to kind of set up, you know, a dialogue with just the board members as to not so much the chair's position itself, whether I'm in the chair's spot or someone else's, but how we see, you know, the chair functioning and, you know, having responsibilities or interactions, and the board members themselves. Roger produced the survey that I think...
Which I'm passing on.
Yeah, which I started to look at and thought, my God, you know, this has a lot more detail in terms of questions than I was thinking. And I thought I would just have everyone, you know, take it and consider it as a tool. We want to use it as a tool and maybe start to ask questions and fill it out.
Yeah, Jeff, if I could add a little bit
of
context. I actually put the agenda item on here initially just as the board leadership development, which is actually part B, members' roles.
Right.
And then I think maybe that prompted Jeff's thinking to ask me to add the issue of feedback on the chair's role.
Okay.
And that was it as far as his question. His questions were certainly not six pages or whatever this is. So what I did was I went to that system of tubes and pipes, the internets,
right,
and look for somebody who had already worked on this rather than me right. trying to make up stuff to assist. And I did actually, believe it or not, I pared this down a lot. This was something that was generic for probably boards with or chairs with boards that are might be full-time or typically, or it's more their whole job, you know.
Right.
And so I did pare it down a lot, but as I went through it, I thought, well, that might prompt a thought. And so that's why I left it fairly lengthy, because it might just prompt some thinking.
Okay.
And so, Jeff, I guess you'd ask if fill out what they feel like filling out and getting it back to you.
That would be
you know, fine. Deadlines are good.
Yeah, like by, when's our next board meeting? It's in July, right?
And July 10th, yeah. I think. 10th.
Okay. So that gives us more than a month to do it, so that would be adequate time. And then comments about the other component, which was A?
Yeah, part B, actually, the members' roles.
The members' roles.
And, you know, I think maybe what we should do is just point out that I've provided some initial ideas for you to think about in terms of basically adding on to what we've been trying to do as staff in terms of developing our leadership skills, and to think in terms of how could this board create an environment that is going to make you even more effective, and maybe also provide some feedback in terms of your level of involvement. You know, we've dealt with, through our training, we've dealt with this graph that has stress, and I don't know, is my presentation still up there? Available on the desktop?
Is that here?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. It would probably take too much time. Anyway, if you can visualize this graph, it has stress on the axis versus time, and it has down the lower zone is less stress or no stress, which actually tends to yield mediocrity. There isn't that creative tension actually available. And this middle zone, which is the creative zone, where it's higher in the stress scale, but there's that creative tension that is what we really need in order to function at a higher level. But then there's an upper zone that's basically overload or burnout mode. And that's something we've been monitoring with staff, because if people are expected to work 80 hours a week, typically that's actually going to cause a decrease in efficiency, as opposed to people who are really working effectively for 40 hours.
Lots of overtime.
Well, that's not necessarily available. Anyway, and the reason I bring that up is I think there's a good question for you board members
right.
to consider, and like I say, we'll hopefully carry this over to a future agenda where we have time to talk about it. But I don't want to load up our agenda so much that I'm burning you out as board members, because you basically don't get paid volunteer time. And so we have to strike that balance between, you were talking about getting more information, not necessarily in the agendas, which I think is helpful in terms of not having more presentations, but the agendas themselves too, because there are lots of things that we can put into agendas, and there's always that question about what has to be in the agenda versus what would be nice to have in the agenda or helpful. And it's those optional things that we can manage. And it'd be helpful to get some feedback from you. And I'm sure there's probably a wide range amongst our seven board members in terms of what's tolerable, desirable. And I think it would be helpful to have a discussion about that down the road. Because we don't want to burn out you board members either. I think it's a huge service that you provide to our region, our region's resources and people. And we've got a great board, and I would hate to operate in a way that causes you to jump ship. We did have a board member a few years ago that quit. I did have three articles here that have a number of suggestions. I would say, those articles are generic. Some of them are more geared, or two of them, I guess, are more geared to nonprofit boards. Somebody asked me recently if I belong to a nonprofit organization, and I said, the state of California, we go way beyond nonprofit. So
we'll provide.
There's some ideas there. Yeah.
We'll provide comments then.
Yeah, and then we'll see if maybe it would make sense to have an opportunity at a board meeting when there's more time for a discussion on it.
Okay. All right.
Actually, I was going to comment. I'd like to see it more in this atmosphere than at a board meeting, which is more formalized and more public.
Well, that's why I thought it'd be nice to have here.
Yeah. And
you got so wrapped up in our conversation.
Yeah. And so the other part of the comment is that given the amount of travel time involved to come to a meeting like this, I would like to have more time. We could have spent a lot more time here today on topics that we prepared, as well as having general discussion.
Right.
And
right.
It kind of feels like a shame to lose an entire day for 3 hours
right.
of a meeting and lots of miles in my car.
Yeah. Well, I think actually today we were victims of our own success, because I think at last year's meeting we didn't get a whole lot of feedback. It felt more like us being talking heads. Today we had a lot more interaction and questions, which is good. That's what we're looking for. So we appreciate that. It does take more time. It does take more time. Yeah, so
we've typically done this when we have the annual party barbecue, which is what happens this afternoon. So we've done it this way as long as I've been on the board.
Yeah.
But we can do it all day long. It's just a matter of setting time and wanting to come and do it.
Or starting this at 8 or 8:30 in the morning or something like the board meeting time.
Well, mostly that was in deference to people like you having to travel for 3 hours. So.
Well, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to travel 6 hours a day and not stop.
So maybe just as well to start
the night before.
Okay.
Get started early in the morning for this meeting.
I was pointing at Russ.
What was that?
I was pointing at you because you've got some travel time to get here too.
A little bit. Not as much as we
do. We might want to consider taking subsections of our discussion at lunchtime when we don't have
that's a good point. Closed session items to deal with.
Well,
you can't really discuss this kind of thing in closed session. It doesn't get any exemption. You could four of you could get together and talk about it all you want, but five or more.
The suggestion I was going to make is I think some of it is informational items that not all board members are going to be interested in each topic. I like being new, I like the in-depth of a lot of topics, and if you kind of announce to ahead of time, for example, or maybe getting together, maybe only two or three folks would be interested in a particular topic. We could spend time with staff. Staff is more efficient because you're not just dealing with me one at a time or something, for example. I would agree. I would like to have had more time for board interaction, but I want the staff education too. So I would join other board members if you're game to meet more.
You know, something that I don't think we've ever tried before, but it just occurs to me that we could have a regular board meeting and say, especially if we don't have closed session items, we break for lunch and announce that, but that the board will continue in session. It could be that most people will leave to have lunch, and so we would have a little more privacy, even though it's still part of, people could still stay, obviously, it'd still be an open session. Mm-hmm. But just announce it in that way, and that and have an agenda item that is not certainly not going to be about any specific issue, but a more general discussion along these lines. And maybe it's a way to do that, utilize the time effectively. Most people might leave, public and everybody else might leave for lunch. We have a little more privacy and stay legal.
Well, we would do that in our main room.
Yeah, we'd have to because
there'd be public open main.
Right, and we have a working lunch, but it wouldn't be closed session.
I think that's a good idea.
You give it a try.
How many working lunches end up in closed session?
Sometimes, for closed session it might take 10 minutes, so we could still take care of that.
Yeah, okay. All right, it's 1:45.
Mr. Chair, before you...
Yes.
I just want to make just a comment on the evaluation process. And I'm sure everybody, all board members, realize being a chair, there's a lot more that goes into being a chair than just running a meeting on the day of the meeting. And I know, because of being a past chair of this board, is that you spend a lot of time with the executive officer on the phone, getting updates and details and so forth, and also dealing with the board counsel on litigation, and all that information comes up eventually. But there's things and time, and there's a lot of information that's passed to the chairs that we, as board members, don't get to see immediately. So I want you to understand that when you're doing this evaluation, take that into consideration, because that is also part of the job, part of being a chair of the board, of the obligations, of all the extra time, all the extra hours that you spend discussing different matters with different individuals.
Good point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we are done for today.